Commentator Leon Winter earns a living as a writer and as a teacher, and he's taken on a new task in life, a mission really, to make his piece of the Bronx a more livable place.
I don't know what possessed me. One too many cars cutting me off with right turns from the left lane without even a signal. Or the last idiot to take his post just inside the door of a crowded subway car with an attitude. I don't know. But the day I saw a driver in front of me drain a bottle of malt liquor and toss it casually from his car window to shatter on the road, something just snapped. Next thing I knew, I was jabbing at my horn button, daring him to meet my wrath in his rearview mirror. He didn't, but then he turned into my block, looking for a space across the street from my house. I parked in my driveway and was on him before he could cut his wheels. "Yo," I said, walking right up to his window with a flourish of attitude, belly up to the glass. "Yo, isn't there enough broken glass on the street around here for you and your tires? You live here. What the hell were you thinking about?" They might be shooting words in these parts, but I didn't care. At first, he looked like he had nothing to lose by bouncing me and my civics lesson off the hood of his car. But now, he was a deer in the headlights of his own glaring sin, trapped by a deranged neighbor. He actually apologized and admitted he wasn't thinking at all. Oh, why did he go and do that? I've been giving unsolicited lessons in citizenship ever since. Call them civic cultural interventions. When the mood strikes, I will creep up behind a kid, dangle his discarded bag of chips and say, "Excuse me, you dropped this." And before he can respond, I offer to deposit it in the nearest trash can. For my loved one's sake, I replace the "yo" with "excuse me," because the guise of humble solicitation simply flabbergasted the little miscreants. And I still haven't been shot. Patrons of a popular bakery in my neighborhood regularly double park their cars in front, even alongside of empty spaces. One day, I made a show of offering to help a man back his car into such an empty spot, but he declined. Minutes before, I explained to him, an ambulance had trouble getting through. "What about the community?" I implored. He got huffy. "The community has more important problems than double parking," he said. He heard "community" and thought I was talking about the state of the black race, not the place where he parks his car or his child might need an ambulance one day. He didn't get it. Walking along the concourse once, very much in my right mind, I spotted two Mormons in their plain white shirts and dark ties. I'd seen them going about their silent mission around here for years, but I'd never heard them speak. Then, for the first time, I heard them call, but not to me. It sounded familiar. "Excuse me, I think you lost an important paper." Their target was a young man wedging a slice of pizza into his face. He spun around as if his birth certificate might be blowing in the wind, but all he saw was a mozzarella-stained cardboard plate he had just tossed to the sidewalk and walked on. That was my cue. Like a reflex, I stooped and scooped the plate from the street and into the basket. I stepped back to the Mormons and said, "You keep it up, you hear?" But before I could ride off into the sunset, they called me out. "Are you praying for us?" they said in unison. "You bet I am," I said, and walked on thinking, "Jeepers creepers, brothers and keepers, just us madmen and Christians out here teaching Civics 101.
Leon Winter lives in the Bronx.